The Bay Area's jazz station, member-supported FM 91, KCSM. Michael Mannering with me in studio here at the Bay Area's jazz station. And one of my favorite things in life is hearing music for the first time and discovering I love it, and I like that a lot.
Oh, thanks.
You're going to be performing close to home.
I am.
So all of us who love your music have a chance to see you, and it's for a very good cause as well, over at the Jazz School in Berkeley on Saturday the 16th. Could you tell us a little bit about that? Is it going to be solo, since the new album is solo?
Yeah, this is my official album release party.
Wow,
so
okay.
This is really going to be fun. The record's just coming out, and this is an event that's sponsored by Zahn Guitars, which mm-hmm. is the company that makes the instruments I play. And there are going to be some special kind of giveaways and lots of fun stuff. And the admission price includes a copy of my new record.
That's a great deal. So you get a concert, anything that happens at the jazz school is in support of the jazz school,
mm-hmm.
and you get a copy of the CD.
That's right.
Yeah, okay, so music primarily from the new album, Soliloquy?
I'll be playing mostly music from the new record, but a lot of, I like to keep it pretty open, and I never really know what's going to happen in a solo show. One of the fun things about playing solo is you can take a left turn real quick and not have to lean over to your bandmates and say, hey, let's go over here.
Yes.
So I like to keep things kind of open and improvise and see where the moment takes me.
You mentioned Zahn Guitars, and mm-hmm. I would be remiss if I did not ask you, because I'll get the phone calls and the letters later. Tell me a little bit about your instruments that you mm-hmm. play. I, as a non-musician, I always forget mm-hmm. about that, and then people say, well, you didn't ask him what kind of axe he plays. You know, what's he do? Is it custom? What's he do? So tell me a little bit about your instruments, please.
Well, I'm really lucky to work with Zahn Guitars. They're mm-hmm. right here in Redwood City. And they are kind of little kooky like me. They're real into kind of stretching the boundaries and seeing what's possible and trying different things. We've been working together now for, about 15 years. Mm-hmm. And we've made designed a bunch of instruments together that have some pretty unusual capabilities, and it's been a lot of fun. People come to the concert, they can see some of these things in action. But for instance, one of the things that we've done, I've been real interested in using different tunings mm-hmm. on the bass guitar. One of the nice things about playing the bass is you can tune it to anything you want to, just not often done, but it's a lot of fun. And I got real interested in this idea of using these different tunings, and then thought, well, it would be awful fun if I could change the tunings while I was playing, and I'd have to stop.
Yeah.
So we invented some instruments that allow me to do that, which
is
a lot of fun. A little different, but it's a lot of fun, and I have a really good time with it.
How many strings?
Well, I have instruments from Zahn Guitars with mostly the 4 strings, but mm-hmm. I also have a couple of 5 strings and 6 strings, and I even have a 10-string bass at Zahn Guitars.
Okay, frets, fretless?
Both. We've got frets and fretless, and some of them have multiple outputs for each string, and we've tried all kinds of crazy things.
Okay, we've reached the end of my knowledge on this now. Michael Mannering with me here at FM 91 KCSM, the Bay Area's jazz station. Have you done many solo gigs like this?
I have. I've been kind of trying to focus on solo gigs over the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
At first, you know, I was amazed that anybody would book me as a solo bassist, because years ago it was about the most bizarre thing you could imagine doing. But over time, people seemed to be more and more interested in it. And really the last couple of years, it's been kind of the main thing that I do. And I've been really, really so lucky traveling all around the world. I go to Europe, 3-4 times a year to play. And my next trips are going to Tahiti to play, actually, believe it or not.
Rough job.
And I go to Italy in the summer. And then later in the year, I'm doing a tour in Estonia, mm-hmm. a solo-based tour in Estonia. Going back to France and, of course, doing a lot of stuff in the U.S. as well.
Have you found that internationally the music is accepted any different than it is here in the United States?
Well, that's one of the real nice things about instrumental music. I mean, mm-hmm. you really are speaking an international language.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose it's a bit of a cliche, but it's so true. And I think that there is a lot of acceptance abroad. It's I'm always impressed at how much there is in different places around the world.
Some people have told me that they actually find it to be a greater appreciation of music, particularly creative and improvisational music abroad than there is here. Has that been your experience?
I think that's probably true. It may just be because the music is more exotic over mm-hmm. there. May be a product of, for instance, in Europe, it may be a product of the educational system, which has such a long history of thinking about music as an important element of culture rather than more as a commercial entity.
Yes.
Hard to say, but there is a real appreciation, especially in Europe, and a real kind of interest in a cultural sense. And it's really nice playing over there. And mm-hmm. it's wonderful to get a chance to go to all these places and find out how people think and yes. what they do and the food they eat and what's important to them. And it's a real gift.
Wow. Michael Manring with me here at FM 91 KCSM. Michael, I have a pair of tickets I'd like to give away for the performance over at the Jazz School on Saturday. That's Saturday, April 16th, an 8 p.m. show. If you didn't know, Jazz School is at 2087 Addison Street in Berkeley. And we can ask a question of the audience and give them a chance to answer the question. Or you can just choose a number caller, like caller number 8, 9, or 10. What do you think you want to do?
Let's go with caller number 7.
Okay, caller number 7 at 650-574-9136. We will give a pair of tickets to see Michael Manring performing at the Jazz School in Berkeley on Saturday, April 16th, 8 p.m. show. Again, that's caller number 7. It's easy. You don't have any questions to ask. You just need to be a little bit lucky. 650-574-9136. While you do that, we're going to do this. Play another song from Michael's album, Soliloquy, on FM.